Okay, good evening, everybody. And we are now post-Pesach and Sfira. Tonight is the 11th night of Sfiras HaOmer. So not only are we post-Pesach, we are marching towards Shavuos. So no better time to learn Torah than Yemei Sfira, which we're working on Kabbalah Sotera. And in particular, we've been learning about Shabbos and enhancing our Shabbos. And we're going to pick up on Atem Krim Adam. You, Klal Yisrael, you are called Adam. Says Rav Pinkus, Nekuda Miuchedes Yesh Binyan Shabbos Kodesh. There's a particular concept which is specific to Shabbos. Mashi Yisrael Mitzvah Shabbos Hu Shvisa Menucha, that the foundation of the Mitzvah of Shabbos is resting and stopping all cessation of work. Vatam shanu shavs, why do we stop all work and we any productive malacha? Because Hashem did it. Shavas v'nafash. Hashem, as you say, Hashem is shavas v'nafash. Hanash shvisa shvisaseinu menuchaseinu, our cessation of work and our resting. Hema, that we do that is l'hidamus elevi spark. Just like Hashem does that, so too we do that. B'nei b'shar ha-mitzvahs, all other mitzvahs, k'goyim, let's say tefillin, afal p'shamu chazal, even the Talmud says, shekavayocho, obviously, this cannot be literal, Hashem is not corporal, physical, whatsoever. But even the Talmud says, in meseches brachas davav, Hashem yisparach, manech tefillin, Hashem wears tefillin, whatever that means, conceptually, metaphorically, Lo nizker she yehze ikar hatam hamitzvah, v'bnei shekash baruch hamech tefillin. We don't wear tefillin because Hashem wears tefillin. The Torah says that nowhere. This concept, the Talmud says it means something, and the Mefarshim, the commentators elucidate perhaps some of the meaning, some meanings, but it's not. We don't do it because Hashem does it. Rak gabi haShabbos, only by Shabbos atzmo. The main reasons why we rest and sees from all malacha, sees from all work, it's because Hashem did it. V'yesh b'havanya inyan zeh yisayid galo b'in ha-Shabbos. This concept that Hashem rests and doesn't do work, so we do that, is a tremendous foundation with Shabbos, which will lose date. And also, another deeper understanding of malchus, of kingship, which of course, in Shabbos, malchus, which is the name of our work, right? The Shabbos queen, the Shabbos king, which is what we're going to focus on. V'nei k'var nizkar mashal inyan ha-malchus. In the beginning of the Sefer, the work, Pinkus gave a metaphor of malchus, of Hashem's kingship, so to speak, as a mara, a mirror. Ha-mishkefes mitoicha d'muyus ha-omez l'negda. What you put in front of a mirror, that's what you see, what you'll see. U'mashal zeh hu nachar mo'oid al-malchus. It's actually quite a good mashal for malchus, for kingship. Shekvar nirmaz lanu mashal zeh. This mashal is yisparach b'maisa bereishis. We're talking about creation. She's a mamish mitzias hayarech. Can I get a shemus? For example, it's the moon, which the light of the moon comes from the sun. Ki yadu b'teva, as you know in nature, sheyarech, the moon, humara shemashkof misoicha or hashemesh. It's a reflection that comes from the sun. Ve'rem yerech, and the moon was a remez umashal. Is compared. We know even when we say kish levana, we refer to the moon as a mashal for malchus shemayim, the kingdom of shemayim. Kvo shemavur b'kadmonim, as it's brought down in the earlier works, and we say in kish levana. And Shabbos is also malchus. Kingships. The way when we keep Shabbos, we accept Hashem's presence. V'chein Knesset Yisrael. Bechlalos is Malchus Shemayim. Sh'derech Am Yisrael. Derech Am Yisrael is Roim Kavoido Yisparach Balam. Through the Jewish people, you see Hashem's presence. We are the ambassadors of Hashem in this world. Now, Amnam, the truth is, a mara, a mirror, when talking about Hashem's kingship, is imperfect. Why? Because that works by doinimim. Eich mishtachev doim echad al domim acher, right? If I put a book, a sefer in front of a mirror, then the mirror will reflect the sefer, the book. Shamarmar midoisef ha-doimus shaha-animula. The mirror will reflect what's put in front of it. Reichvo, its width, sura, its form. Aval, but ha-oimen mula, if what's put in front of a mirror, is a tzaymeach, something that's growing or living. Lo yishtachfu b'toich ha-mara oisem ha-koiches. The mirror can't reflect all of the aptitudes, all of the characteristics, so to speak, of this living creature, being human being, shamar atzma, because the mirror itself is just an inanimate thing, and it just reflects back what it sees. Ulo oylem lo yuchal makabel laharas koicha she'ein lo atzmo achizav sheches b'em. It cannot give back what it itself doesn't have. Rock is a very deep concept we're about to elucidate. Mishu ba'atzmo tzomech ochai yachal lahavi ala poyal koichas smichas. A human can reflect back another human, for example. A mirror, which can only see the external part, cannot do it. If I put this sefer, this book, Shabbos Malchus, on a mirror, you will see Shabbos Malchus. But a human being, for example, there's so much depth, the mirror can't reflect that back. That's why the Talmud says in Shavuos, Mem Zayin, Eved Melech Kemelech, Kiv She'inyan Ha'avdus, Huma She'eved Moitz L'or, U'lepoil as Tzernayis V'shal HaMelech, Im Ken Eichuchal Eved L'shamash Tzadon L'hatsas V'tzernayis El HaPol, Im Lo Yebo Atzmo Meginunye HaMalchus. Right? A servant could do for the king if it has a connection to it. You go to Eved Ha'achrai, for example, if a servant wants to get the whole the king the palace or the royal wardrobe or the foods or the drinks ready in the palace, he can't do his job unless, right, he has some connection to kingship, right? If you don't know what royalness and regalness is and what a palace is supposed to be, you'll be unable to do that, and therefore a servant, a true servant, will reflect back that what the king wants. Kol sheken, in tzarech l'haitz al koyach payal midas v'chach mashal shalach, but if so, the servant has no connection to it, he won't be able to do it. And he won't be able to do what his master wants and what the king wants. Only if there's some deeper connection to this. So the servant can do what the king wants if the servant understands the king, understands what royalty is, understands what regalness is. Therefore, he can put, you know, if a peasant, you take him from the jungle, you know, and never knows what it is, you say, okay, you have a hut in the jungle, now do the palace. There's no connection there. That he or she are incapable of doing what the king wants because there's no understanding of the kingship. But somebody who's in the royal palace who understands what royalty, what regalness is, and they understand the king, they can go ahead and partake in that. But it also goes in the malchus itself, in the melech itself. The king has to have a connection to the people. In the language of the Torah, there's a word called melech, a king, and a meishal, a ruler. A meishal, yachal a meishal, akol metzias shehi. A meishal is a ruler, a dictator. There's no connection necessarily to who they rule over. But a melech could only be if a king, if there's a connection between the people who he rules over. Lechen amru chazal, that's what the Talmud says in the Chagiga. Melech shebechaz, what's the king of the animal kingdom? An ari, a melech. And the Talmud says, An Ari is a melech of behemoth, and a shor, an Ari is melech of behemoth shor. Melech shuba oifas an Ari is the melech of chayis, excuse me, of the wild animals. A shor, by the way, the flag of Yosef is a shor, an ox. So of domesticated animals, it's a shor. And the melech, the king of the of birds, of fowl, is the eagle. Shulo oilam, but listen to this. Lo yuchah arye shu atzmo chaya, an arye, which is a chaya, the Talmud says, can't rule over the domesticated animals. So that the birds, the vasiba, why can't the arye, the lion, which is the king of the jungle, of all wild animals, why in the domesticated animals can't be the chaya? Shemahus hamelechi l'mashemachal betoicho. Tamsis koilos kolham. A real king has all of the strengths, all of the aptitudes of the nation. And Ari is a wild animal. He's just the greatest wild animal. He connects to it. The kolbus will call it semes koicham shoklal hachayas. And therefore, everything that the chayas has, he has plus, and therefore he can be the king of the chayas. And all the chayas also have all of the wildness, the realities of an Ari. Ari, a lion, they're weaker. They don't have it as pronounced. So a wild animal can rule over a wild animal, but not of a domesticated. And vice versa, a shor is the king of the domesticated animals, an ox, but not the wild animals. And certainly by the birds, neither a shor, an ox, nor a lion have any real connection to rule over, the birds and the fowl of the earth. That would be for the eagle. The chen sug ha'adam, also by human beings, she'ikar koichasav ba'im lidei bitoy, b'masha oisa meisim toivim, b'b'chira v'ratzak, great human beings, that a person can do goodness, kindness, out of choice. We could choose to do that. Who I did malchus, kingship, where when you look at a great, beloved king, it's that he does good to his nation. Okay? Ulamashal, melech shu chacham ubalchas. This is a king who is chacham ubalchas, and he's wise. And he's kind of an innocent bitway the malchuso. Let's say this king, because he's so wise, wants to build hospitals for his people to take care of all sicknesses. Amnam, let's say if the people don't understand what the king is, right? The king doesn't say the people isn't the king. Again, if he builds hospitals, beautiful hospitals, in a uncivilized area where people won't go to hospitals, right? What's the benefit? If you don't understand, if you have, junglemen, people who have no connection to what a hospital would be, and you build it for them, then you've given them nothing. Right? Let's say, LaMashal, you become, by the way, this is, I don't get to politicize this, but if you're going to build a secular army for Yeshiva Bachram, you're not catering to them. and vice versa. You know, if you want to go to, I'll tell you something interesting. When I don't remember what point this was, I was offered to be a rabbi in England. Now, it's not an exact mashal, but someone asked me if there's a certain rabbanus in England. I said, no way, I wouldn't even consider it. Why? I said, I don't understand. I mean, I there's something, certain things are the rabbi are universal, but I didn't grow up in England. I don't speak like they do. I don't think less than they do. I think that a person who should be a rabbi of England should be somebody who understands the English people and their mentality, even though it's yeshiva and the mir, even like a little bit with some students from England. It's a very different culture. I didn't grow up there, and even in Israel, I would think. I'd be a tremendous, and I dealt with many Israelis, as you well know, in Silicon Valley and even today. But it's not the ideal. The ideal would be somebody who really gets their culture. If you're a rabbi who wants to be in a community which is more kiruv oriented, and you're gonna, let's say you're a Satmar Rabba, right? And you build a shul based on Satmar or a Lakewood, you know, obviously a different flavor, and you throw it into Wichita, Kansas, and the community is not that, you're not catering to anybody. If you're gonna turn people, I've got to turn people on. You're not gonna get Mikari, but you're not giving them the product they need. And you're a Satmar guy coming from Monroe. You won't even understand the people who you're dealing with. You'll give them the wrong recipe, and they won't understand you. It's gonna be a mismatch. You're not giving, and they don't want to be like you, and you don't want to be like them. You're not giving to them because there's a different reality to it. Right, so if you build a king and your nation doesn't understand you, you don't understand them, they're not going to emulate you, and you're not going to get them. People, if you go to an uncivilized place, they built a beautiful hospital, which in San Jose or Chicago or in Dallas or New York or Miami would be very much appreciated. In the Amazon jungle, they can care less, nor do they want that. For example, So, let's say you built a hospital for the animals of the forest, right? The wild animals in the jungle. Do the lions and tigers and bears and giraffes and rhinoceros have any care for a hospital? You're a king who builds that? Even the most sick how that the vets don't, you know, they're not going to, that's going to appreciate what a hospital is and the beds and the care, etc. So in Shaychas, the call, have no connection to it. The king is not illustrated by building a hospital for animals which can't appreciate it. And the thing, same thing is, but in Malka Shammai, Masha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nikra Melech, we call Hashem the king of the world, who rock. We Adam, man, is the tzelmel kim, were created in God's image. Asas Adam Hanshi is a tzelmel kim, can start to have a connection to God. We have a divine spark in us, which allows us to relate, if we make the effort and we have the knowledge, to Hashem. And obviously Hashem, he's not a human king. He obviously gets us fully. He created us. V'ayin sham barash yishu inyin aseicha miyuchad esa adam mishar habriyas. What's unique, as Rashi says, is what's unique about humans, mankind, is that we have a divine spark. We're inyin aleki. Avala emes lamit, but the truth is, the ultimate people who are divine and divine spark is Klal Yisrael. Hey, Rock Yisrael Nikra Adam. Only the Jewish people are called Adam. V'mukshmo she'amru Chazal, Atem, you are Kruyin Adam. V'in Akum Kruyin Adam. You're called Adam and not the Gentiles. Now, I think I mentioned this in my article on Rameir Shapiro. It's also, I believe, in my, I bring my article on the Damascus Affair, but at the in the blood libel in Russia, the Belsky blood libel, this came up that the Talmud calls Jewish people Adam and not the Gentiles. And so Meir Shapiro told them that the reason is we're called Adam is because only Jewish people are like one people. We're so concerned and caring, even if people far away are bothered. If a Jew in Russia is under attack, it bothers a Jew in Germany or in San Francisco. The Bayless trial. In the Bayless trial, you know, it bothers there are Jews in San Francisco and Jews in New York who are protesting what was going on the Mendel Bayless trial. That's how Meir Shapiro said it. What Pinkus is pointing out is when Chazal says Adam, we are the ultimate Adam, and that's because She'in Salam Al-Kim La'amito only is about the Jewish people. Only the Jewish people, therefore, could truly emulate Hashem in this way, albeit every human being has it to an extent. Okay, Nikra Kadosh Baruch Hu biyichud Melech. So we're specifically, not only we should call Hashem His children, Hashem is our Melech. Avinu Malkeinu. Hashem is our Father and our Melech. Shirak Yisrael, only the Jewish people, sheyesh lam inyanim hadoyim leborim. We who are children, so to speak, of Hashem, have this divine spark to connect to our Creator. Okay, say kudoshim to you. Right, Hashem says specifically to the Jewish people, you should be holy. Why? Kikosh ani Hashem, because I got up holy, and the Torah says, if halach the bedracha, we should walk in the way of Hashem. Rak al yaldam yecholim kaviyachol, koichos Hashem yisparach lavam nakach po. We are the ultimate mirror for Hashem. We can reflect truly in Hashem because we have it in us. If we want to emulate Hashem, Hashem, obviously, again, it's not a human king. A human king has to get his people, right? By the way, if I wanted to be personally a rabbi in England, I would have tried my hardest to understand the people, right? And that does happen sometimes. But if I would want to be a rabbi of the animal kingdom, it ain't working. I'm not Shlomo Melech, I can teach the animals. I don't get them, they don't get me, right? But Hashem truly gets us, and we have it in us to get Hashem, right? We have that divine spark. If we connect to that, we could really reflect, we could halak the bedracha, we can go in Hashem's image. Now, that's the general concept of malchus. I mean, a mirror could see a book, but it can't get a human being fully. It can't truly grasp us. Let's say you put in front of a mirror somebody from Holland or who speaks Dutch versus someone from France. They look very similar, but one has a totally different world view. A Frenchman, right? You put a Ukrainian and a Russian. They look alike. Both are giving cold bonus. But, you know, they're two different worlds. The mirror can't reflect the difference. Emulating Hashem, right? Emulating Hashem, we could reflect Hashem because we have that divine spark in us. We have the capacity to do that if we make the effort. And on that note, when we add to in Shabbos Kodesh, Hayu should call Iker, Mos HaShabbos Hu Gilui Malchus Shamayim, the essence of Shabbos, that we should be revealing Hashem in this world and bringing the Shechina, bringing the Divine Presence in this world. V'zeh Ba'le Bitwe L'maisa. How does that come to fruition? How is it expressed? When the Jewish people keep Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Nimzeh She'ikar Maisei HaShabbos, the main thing of Shabbos, Muchrochem. We have to emulate Hashem. Shegilah Malchus, the revelation of Hashem, so to speak, is Ayde Avdei Hamelech. When Hashem's servants, i.e. us, Hamistam LaMalchus, we who follow in Hashem's ways, Ayde Kach Yiru Mahusha Shel Hamelech, we're illustrating what the essence of Hashem is to the world and the glory of Hashem. Lechen Hayos, therefore, since on the seventh day of Shabbos is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shavas Feinafash, commotion inspired in Hamanucha, Shekaviyachol Hifsek Maisa Oilam, the Chazer Hashem stopped all creation of the world. The Chazer Mechitzes Kadosh Ma'ala Ma'ala Mechol Chesed, so to speak, Hashem left this world and the creative part of this world and back to the highest of worlds, whatever that means. I'm not getting into the deep Kabbalah right now, in order to fully understand it. We imitate Hashem. We no longer partake of the physical world. We're not mowing our lawn, you know, taking photos of, you know, going on Zoom for shiurim, either writing, sewing, knitting, cooking, nothing, Gorna, nothing of that sort. We only go into the world of the base managers, of the shul, of Torah, of Shabbos, of Zmiris, right? Through that, through emulating Hashem, Tizkale al Yadam Malka Shemani, bring Hashem into this world. Through us emulating Hashem, through being a mirror, so to speak, we bring Hashem and the Shechina and the Divine Presence of this world. In order to reveal the kingship of Hashem amongst the nations, Rishot for Malka, we have to have a connection, as I mentioned. If you have no connection, there's no Sha'az Yachal Kabal Spoig Ma'olas Hamelech Latsim Elapil. We then you can bring out bring it out. If you can connect, if a lion can't be the head, the king of the domesticated animals, as I mentioned, and an ox can be the king of the wild animals, neither can be king of the birds because no connection, right? We can't be kings of animals. Even Tarzan couldn't fully do that. You go up in the forest, that's not who you are. That's not what your essence is. The only if you have it's a two-way street. If the king, the human king, gets you and you and builds for you, like mentioned the hospital example, or I understand this. I'm a contact lamad hata, but just to add on this, in a kuda, a deep and important point. In a kavana she kuma malchus who kasher shekim malchus kasher yet la'am midas kis hamelach. Hashem atzam yechachum yechulam midas hamelach atchukon tami de hamelach. It's not just important. It's not that the kingship is there when we can literally imitate and be like exactly like the king, but rather we can try to emulate. That's what shows. When we're all trying to be like Hashem, that or appeal to the king, that's what brings the kingship there. We have nothing in ourselves. We're reflecting Hashem. In other words, we're not mimicking God. When I say emulating, really we're reflecting God. Sha'ada, we don't have it in us. Sha'ada, commotion is parallel, as we explained before in the kingship. Shukol gavan umala shiesh b'hem itzad atzmam. If it's about I, and really the Zohar stretches it, it's about, I'm great, then that actually takes away from God. But even she in tachlas she amalas amelech, nikar metuch atzom, then it focuses on you and not on the king, right? If the servant brings out the king, if the servant's reflecting the greatness of the king, if everything goes back to the king, right? If you're in the royal palace, it's if you're a great servant, everyone's looking at the great servant, you're not focusing on the king. That's not the point. It's not that each servant becomes so great and they themselves become, it's that through them, the greatness of the king is illustrated. Through them, it shows the greatness of the king. That's the greatness of it all. They're a receptacle for the king. They become so great, it's true. But they're great because they're reflecting the greatness of the king. That's what it means to be a mirror and to reflect. It's that ultimately, their greatness is only because the king is so great and everything reflects back to the king. And for example, it's actually an amazing thing. Look at the Medrash. The Medrash says in Devarim Rabbah, a very famous Medrash, by the way. Ma'aseh Rav Shimon ben Shetach. Rav Shimon ben Shetach was a great Tana. He bought a chamor mishul echa from an Arab, from an Israelite. This is before Islam, before Muslim. An Arab, a pagan Arab. Halchul tamidav matzu bo even achas toiva tzluva tzavarav. He brought this donkey, and his students, when they were taking care of this donkey, they saw that the honest donkey was an extraordinarily expensive jewel, was connected, was tied to the neck of this donkey, which the Arab did not recognize or realize that he was selling. I'm the Rebbe. So his students saw, Rebbe, you just made a whole round, you made a fortune, you bought this donkey. Hashem just made you rich. Amar lo ham. So Shem Shem said to his students, Chamur lakachti. I didn't buy a stone. The fact that he misplaced a stone or sold it by mistake, Evan told him, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy a pressure. I bought a chamur. And Shimon ben Shetach went back to this Israelite, this Arab, and gave him the stone back. That's what the Medrash says. And Eresh concludes, Kara Oisli Ishmaelis, Ishmaelites said, what did he say? Baruch Hashem Elokei, blessed is the God of Shimon Shatach. Blessed is the God of Shimon Shatach. Ulechayra, and the question to Sir Pincus is on this medrash, why did he bless the God of Shimon ben Shatach? Why did he say, blessed is Shimon ben Shatach, you're a great guy. What a mensch, what a tzaddik you are. You are a righteous person, Shimon ben Shatach. You're a tzaddik, you're righteous. You're holy. Shimon ben Shatach, you are holy. Shimon ben Shatach, you're erlich, you're just, you're a sincere person. Ela vala emes, Adoneinu Shimon ben Shatach, his greatest he was, holy, very great Tana, can never be like Hashem. But what he did is he reflected Hashem. Who reflected, when he did that act of returning the gem, he reflected Hashem in this world and brought Hashem in this world. So to speak, it was God that was. That ma'isa, Hashem Shalom returns that honesty, that holiness, that tzidkis, that righteousness of Shimon ben Shatach. It wasn't him. It was the act of the divine in Shimon ben Shatach. And Shimon Shatach, who emulated Hashem, brought out Hashem into this world. He reflected in Hashem's world. And therefore, this Arab, when he saw this Shimon Shatach return, he didn't see Shimon Shatach, the righteous Jew. He saw Shimon Shatach, the servant of God. That blessed is the God of Shimon Shatach. V'zumamish ha'agdara v'hamas shamas. That's exactly what Malchus says. Shederech ha'am. The people see the Midas Shalom, they go to the kingdom and they see Hashem. Really, it should be that the Gentiles and Jews who don't know better, they come to a Yiddish Hashanah and they see, blessed is the God of the Jews. Right? Look how holy they are. Where are they getting this from? What are they reflecting? Zirak Azha Malchus Biyofa, that's a true king. That's a true greatness. V'zimuvan ha'nachon l'mao sh'om b'chol b'tzadikim g'dolim. When you say about a great righteous person that you see the Shekhinah, you know, when you say this Gadol, this Tzaddik, you're seeing the Shekhinah, you're seeing the divine presence. Because all that Tzaddik really is, the great person is a reflection of it. And that's why Gath Dafka Klal Yisrael is called Adam, because we reflect Hashem. And when's the ultimate time to reflect Hashem? Every single Shabbos. Every Shabbos. Remember we said a few weeks ago that we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is the essence of the whole essence of the Beis HaMikdash was to bring Hashem into this world. We'll elaborate upon this next week, but this is a deep understanding of what it means to be not only an Adam, what it means to have kingship. That's a lesson if you ever want to influence people, right? You got to get them where they are. You got to get them to want to be with you and to reflect in you, and that's obviously an opportunity for us, but more importantly it's a reminder for what our goal is, not only as Yidden, not only as Jews, but every single Shabbos as a Jew. Okay, we'll hold here. Wish everyone a very good Shabbos.